Hi, I'm David, and I was sharing Movies Worthy. This time around, we're looking at the movie called Solo Mio. It's a fun popcorn-filled movie, and it's one you're going to enjoy, but I'll tell you something you shouldn't do before you go to see this movie. Next. What you should not do before you see this movie is look at a different review. It's not because this one's special. I just don't want your fun to be spoiled. Solo Mio doesn't have to be scripture heavy to be enjoyable. It's not a faith-filled message. You know, it's scripture in your face. This is just a worthy, fun, crowd-pleasing movie that you can enjoy and not be embarrassed by watching. In the end, it made me feel like I'm happy with my life. I'm happy that I follow God and I need to do what I need to do. Intentionally, we're not going to tell you what to expect plot-wise with this movie because we want it to, you know, unravel on its own. Many of you are going to know Kevin James. He plays Matt Taylor in this movie. He plays a teacher. You'll know him from some of the other things, Mall Cop and some of the other movies. But this one is not offensive. It's just an enjoyable movie that you should go by yourself or go with the small group. Just enjoy it. As an Easter egg, look for Jonathan Ruby. He's not playing the character he plays with The Chosen. He's playing a quite different role. But it's actually kind of enjoyable to see him have some fun and to be in a role that's not as serious, and you will enjoy it. There's some other characters that you're going to recognize in the movie. I don't want to spoil it for you. Just let it unravel like a regular vacation, and you're going to enjoy it. One of the real joys of Solo Mio is where it's filmed. Now, you might have watched the Winter Olympics. This movie is going to be filmed in good weather for the most part. You're going to enjoy it, but the scenery itself is worth going to check out. It's like watching a travel movie, and you're going to say, I wish I could go there. I wish I could eat some of that food or enjoy myself while looking at that landmark. It's that kind of movie. There is a gentle warning for you. There's a lot of alcohol consumption presented in a casual way. There is one character that says to another, kiss my A word. I don't want you to be surprised when you hear that, but that's all that I have to warn you about in this movie. It kind of avoids a lot of those embarrassing and shocking surprises that modern comedies rely on, and you don't have that in this movie. It's just worthy of checking out. We want to say special thank you to our sponsors and supporters. Flip your day in two scoops of Flip 7, the ultimate all-in-one superfood reset. Click the link in the show notes and use the code ALMGREN10 to receive 10% off on your online purchases. Find out more by going to flipmylifenow.com. Also, thank you to snowcreekmeadows.com for handmade goat milk soaps and lotions. BeeKing.com is your site for honey dust and other sugar substitutes. It's perfect for putting on popcorn. And speaking of popcorn, IslandPopper.com will provide you with gourmet popcorn. Great for watching your favorite movie. Get 10% off on all these online purchases by using the passcode 2PASTORS. That's the number 2 and the word PASTORS. Also, a special thank you to KidsMatter.com. Sign up now for their next conference. It's the perfect place to get ideas and energy for you or your youth and children's ministry team. I would like to ask for your help, and that is if you like reviews and recommendations like Sharing Movies Worthy, then please share us with your friends. We have a new website, faithandfamilyflicks.com. You can also find us on YouTube under the heading Faith and Family Flicks. If you go there to watch the videos, or if you're watching this one on YouTube, please hit the like and subscribe button and share us with your friends. In the comments section, put where you'd like to go for your next dream vacation, be it across town or in a different country. We'd love to hear from you. Now, intentionally, we're not telling you more about the story of this movie. There's a lot of plot twists and turns and things like that, but that's part of the fun, and that's why we say with our advice, don't go searching out other reviews. You don't want to, you know, mistakenly stumble upon some spoilers. Just enjoy it the way it's meant to be. There's a lot of different surprises, but they're good surprises. It's a fun movie, visually enjoying. And again, it's like taking a mini vacation without packing the bags or having to, you know, make preparations and spend a lot of money. Yes, it's worthy, but not life-changing. It's just a break from reality. Life's decisions, you know, you can forget about the next assignments or next week's meetings. So just enjoy the movie Solo Mio. Until next time, keep sharing the popcorn and sharing movies worthy.